welcome, have a good morning, DLCLH. Yes, and here's your host, Natalia Lonnie. Yeah, Alex. Yep, and me, Antonio. Yeah, all right, we're gonna. America's number one talk show, DLCLH.
Thanks for joining us today on this wonderful California day. I will be hosting today with Antonio, Alex, and we're going to have a ton of fun, right guys?
Of course we are, Nat.
Sure.
Well, today we will be talking about the book, To Kill a Mockingbird.
To Kill a Mockingbird?
For sure.
Is that about some stupid bird?
No.
No, you idiot. It's about life in the South in the 1930s. Get it now?
Right.
Anyways, the theme we're going to be discussing about today is courage, something that everyone has.
In my opinion, courage plays a very large part of the novel.
I don't get it.
You don't? Get what?
This important courage theme thingy.
Oh my god, you're such a freaking blonde.
All right, smarty pants, explain it to me.
Well, hey, I don't get it. I didn't say I understood all of it, just more than you. But here, let's find out more about it.
All right, where's the yellow pages?
Here, I'll get it. Right, what's the nearest name you can think of?
Let's see, Smith?
Nope.
Troy Brown?
Chill.
How about Montgomery?
Montferry. Ah, Montgomery. All right, dial it in.
Is it ringing?
Yeah, be ready.
Ring, ring, ring.
Hello, Professor Montgomery speaking. Who's this?
Professor Montgomery, this is Alex speaking from DLCLH Radio.
Oh, hello. I listen to you guys all the time at the lab. I love your show.
Hey, Professor, I'm Natalia, and we're just calling to see if you can tell us and our listeners more about the courage theme in To Kill a Mockingbird.
Oh, sure. Well, first though.
Hey, yo. What up, Professor Monty? This is Antonio.
I would like to be referred as Montgomery, please.
Oh, you got told.
I'm so sorry, Professor Montgomery. Please excuse him. But please go on to what you were going to explain to us.
Oh, well, what I was going to say is that, first of all, how did you assume I knew about that novel in the first place?
Well, next to your name, it says English Professor. And that's a dead giveaway, Professor Mont. Well, yes, just wondering. Well, To Kill a Mockingbird was based on life in the 1930s. Mm-hmm.
In the early 1930s, the stock market crashed, leaving a lot of people without jobs and limited money. The theme courage is very imperative in this book because it took a lot of courage to get through this time. You have to go from town to town looking for jobs. You have to put up with the world. I consider it significant why the author put this theme in the book. Devoid of this premise, the characters would just be where they are. They would never develop or cultivate.
Wow.
Yes, well, what did that answer your inquiry?
Yes, thank you.
Some of us have to make a living.
What's that supposed to mean? That was interesting. Woot, we have a caller. Adriana DioGuardi of Beverly Hills says she believes that Scout has no courage. Let's hear what she has to say.
Hello? Is this DLCLH?
Yes.
Oh my god, are you serious?
Yes.
Well, I think Scout doesn't have much courage because in the books there are many examples where Scout acts uncourageously.
Alright, then let's hear one of those examples.
In page 38, Scout was inside the Radley's house. She was too afraid to bring the tire back outside at the end. Jem was one to take those tires out.
Obviously, Scout had been told her entire life that if anyone goes into the Radley's house, you will never come back out alive. What other examples do you have?
In chapter 9, Cecilia Jacobs make fun of Atticus and Scout ran away from the fight.
Rather than judging Scout as a scaredy cat, we should see her as a brave person for not fighting when it's unnecessary. I remember in the book, Atticus told her not to mess with anyone who makes fun of him. He told her to keep her head up high and be a gentleman. Well, in this case, a lady.
In page 64, Scout was scared to death because she thought the world was ending. Well, it's just snowing. I think she is uneducated and afraid.
Now, wouldn't you be scared if it snowed in here?
I believe that Scout shows no courage. Whatever. Goodbye.
Okay then. Man, what a...
Girls these days.
Well, next to... And that's our broadcast of the DLCLH radio.
Okay.
Oh, is it still recording?
Yeah, we can cut parts out. We can cut it and splice it.